Chris, I'm joined by assistant coach Chris Rose after a defeat today to Sheffield in the Open Championship Shield game. Chris, obviously a disappointing way to start this new section of the season. We'll start with the first half. Defence looked like a bit of an issue today from the off. You know, we conceded some soft tries. We didn't start the game well, did we?
Not at all. The first half was very poor. And it's in the past it's been a non-negotiable that we do certain things with regard to goal line D, such as you know, not getting beat on our inside shoulder and things like that. And there were definitely a number of scores there that were, what I use the word, uncharacteristic really of us, and that we need to be better at, and there probably needs to be a better attitude altogether to defending. This isn't a matter of players not knowing how technically to do or not do things. I think it was just, in some cases, yeah, probably attitude and probably the matter of exerting the effort to be in the right place and make the tackle. And probably the first try was a very good example of where that needed to be a lot better.
I suppose that with this, I mean, if you think before the start of the game, with this competition, with us and Bradford being the top seeds as you were, attitude's the most important thing when you come in. The expectations to get in the top four, reassessing it in the top four, into the middle eights, sorry, the bottom eights, the main thing's got to be attitude, because you've got teams, Sheffield, Dewsbury, other teams who now their goal for a long time has been to do well in this. And, you know, we've got to match up with them, certainly in terms of attitude, regardless of performance on the pitch.
That's exactly it. And that really epitomises everything that we've got to do as a team now. Yes, we've already said, and I've been on here with Ryan at the end of games saying how obviously we didn't want to be in this position in the Championship Shield. We wanted to be in the top four. We wanted it to look and feel like it did last season. But the reality is that's not where we're at. We're in this competition now, and the time for dwelling on it and for getting over it, that needs to disappear pretty quickly, because we're in it and we're playing in it now. And like you said, there are certain teams, and I've said on here before that there are certain teams who have set their goals as to do well in the Championship Shield as their season goals. I know I heard Glenn Morrison say it halfway through the year, not Dewsbury. And so we're going to be meeting teams who are highly motivated and really want to have a go at us. And that's where we've got to be better. And I think Sheffield are a team who, like us, they would have expected perhaps to have been in the top four as they were last year, and they've been very successful in the Championship over the last 5 years or so, and they're enjoying a little bit of resurgence. They came close to beating Lee the final week of the year, and they're in a good period of form, and it's perhaps because they their top four aspirations ended a long, long time ago, so they've perhaps had time mentally to ready themselves for the Championship Shield. Whereas I think if you look at us a little bit, there's probably still a little bit of a little bit of disappointment and you know, perhaps regret, whatever you want to say, that we are not where we wanted to be. But as I say, we need to get over that pretty quickly. Because there's some very big games now in the coming weeks.
Talk about big games, it doesn't really get much bigger for a Halifax fan than Bradford. Bradford away special, we talk about attitude, motivation, all these key words. There shouldn't be any problem next week, it's Bradford, you know. That's got to be the message on
it. Yeah, definitely. And you know, Richard's got a really successful record against Bradford. I think we've won the last four games that we've played against them, and we were very impressive there in the league earlier in the year. Bradford too were in a position that they wouldn't have expected and wouldn't have wanted to be in, and so they'll be facing a lot of the same challenges as us. In that they didn't get the end to the year that they wanted, and it sort of came crashing down for them as it did for us in the final 2 weeks, or even the final week. And so they are perhaps unlike Sheffield and some of the teams lower down the table, Bradford are in a very, very similar boat to us. And it will be interesting to see how both teams respond next week, because we know it's a big game. We want to kickstart our campaign in this competition, And we've got some bodies that are going to need some patching up. As you saw today, there was a lot of injuries going on out there, and there was a huge amount of chopping and changing of players in different positions and different parts of the field. And that's happened the last few games. And so it's going to be a big task this week to make sure that we've got a fit and ready side for the Bradford game.
Chris, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.